You know, he's got a little elbow issues working with, and we're kind of evaluating it. He's going to probably be day-to-day. I bet he, obviously, we're off tomorrow, but he's probably going to miss a few days. But kind of got hyperextended a little bit, so we're kind of evaluating our our process here.
How's Sam Brenner?
Sam, Sam's good. It was rough yesterday, but I talked to him last night at length on the phone, and I will visit with him when I get in today. But he was really good and talking good last night, and he took a really good shot. He actually took two shots. So we get him back in here and get him feeling better, you know, so it's going to take a little time. But, thank God he's all right. He's good.
Was
he
Gary called
that? Yeah, obviously, yes.
Gary, on Phil Taylor, it seemed optimistic, and then we get the note IR.
So. Phil came in here, worked hard, we just felt like we needed to make a move. You know, Phil's going to be fine, and so obviously it's a procedure, that we have to go through. But, this will give Billy a chance, and we'll just keep moving forward, and I think Phil's going to be fine.
This is a chance to get Connor in there with the...
Yeah, that's... anytime you have things like that, a guy misses, as a coach, sometimes you don't make a decision that you might make in a game. You know what I mean? You say, hey, I'm in camp. We got 4 or 5 weeks here. I don't want to hurt people moving them around. So the natural thing was for Connor to move up, and let me go back and look and see how he did today. But that's why we drafted him. So hopefully we get Ty back as soon as possible. But the first move is to move Connor up.
Looks like Vance didn't have his pads out there either.
Who?
Vance Walker.
Yeah, he was out. Vance strained his back a little bit, and I think you'll see him back Wednesday. I would think, hope so.
Did Ty do it yesterday in practice?
He did it kind of early in practice. They put a brace on him. He practiced the whole practice and then swole up on him last night. So
that's where we're at. Dislocated.
Yeah, it was a shoulder. No, we keep our fingers crossed here and get him back on the field as soon as possible.
How about Brenner?
Brenner, if you would have been here like the rest of the guys, I answered that question a while ago.
Yes.
Okay, and I gave a full detailed description. So, oh, I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Gary, if you could say his name and repeat that one more time, we'll run it today.
Mike, I can't believe you asked that. He's doing good. He's doing good. Hey. That's awesome, man. I got one in on you.
I may have answered this question already. I just got here today. Quarterback play, did anybody separate themselves?
Like I look at today, I thought offensively we're practicing really good, and then we hit these lull periods. Quarterback put the ball on the ground. Mark threw a pick in the red zone. We can't do that. But I think the competition's excellent. I think one of the things for sure, and you guys are watching, is number 12 is really, really stepping up. I mean, he's making some progress here. So I think they're all doing a good job. But I would say that the young kid has really just gotten better each and every day.
On Ronnie Gary, you just kind of taking it slow.
He got a little back bruise from his shot from Zaire yesterday. And we looked at the big picture and said, well, we got a break day tomorrow. So this is a way to make sure we get them all back Wednesday.
With some of the injuries on the defensive line, what are some of the young guys like Pecco and Rodolfo?
Yeah, Pecco's a good name. That's a great observation. He looks like a good player. It's going to be interesting to see how he plays in the preseason. Kilgo needs to continue to step up. He's a second-year player. They're getting plenty of opportunities, because that's been our nick spot there and tight end, really. Been missing some guys or being short on numbers. So we'll see. But, yeah, he's obviously stood out.
One thing about this quarterback competition, let's say Sanchez is the starter or whatever. Simeon, he's going to be ready if called upon. He needed two quarterbacks last year.
You look around the league, Mike, and I don't know what the percentage is, but, that seems to be happening a lot in this league. A lot of teams end up playing two guys before the year's out. Guys miss some time. And it's nice to know from a confidence standpoint the team knows guys can go in there and do their job. Look what we went through last year. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I know we got three guys working their tail off right now, and it's up to them to take the team over, so to speak. But I think we're going to have three very good quarterbacks.
The Bill McCartney family.
I was just made aware of that earlier. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers with Bill and his family. He's a great guy. I've known Coach for a long time. Tremendous person. I think what he did speaks for itself, but what a motivator. I've had opportunities to listen to him speak and what he stood for as a person. Wish him all the best.
Okay.
Is that it?
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys, you have a good day.